It's Tuesday, and welcome to Tiltcast Shorts, a new show that used to do midnight releases at GameStop. I'm Nas.
I'm Jason.
I'm Rusty. Oh, boy. Yeah, well, you did.
Yeah.
I still fondly remember standing out in the semi-cold, I can't call it cold anymore, but the semi-cold of fall.
Well,
and doing a midnight release.
We've done more than a midnight release. This show has been around so long. If you go up on the proper length podcast episodes, basically anything before October, and go back to about, I don't know, when was Skyrim released? 11-11-11, right?
Yeah, there was that.
That was like season one.
We did, we also did the PS4 release, right?
So we are very familiar with GameStop midnight releases.
Mm-hmm.
That might not be a thing anymore.
Well, I mean, that really hasn't been a thing for a while.
The actual physical location. Like right now, they are shuttering 390 stores, with some reports indicating nearly 400 stores may be affected, which is crazy. I think it hasn't in recent years, and it's funny because we keep going back and forth about cost of hardware. Like, we typically favor PC gaming on this show. And I would say, this is a rough estimate, but maybe like 2017, 2018, right before the current gen consoles were like really a thing, we started to kind of back off on physical releases of stuff in favor of Steam, right? And PC gaming, and I think the show in general, like, really focused on kind of doing your own DIY PC building. I know at some point we released like a cheaper build of a PC. And so we weren't kind of put into that physical space anymore for games, right? The focus for this show really focused on, you know, older stuff, or not older stuff, on PC gaming, right? And indie stuff. Mm-hmm. The crazy thing is that back in 2024, they had closed 590 stores. So we're in a place right now where GameStop is really closing down. And it's kind of like an end of an age kind of thing. Like Jason, you said, like, yeah, we all saw this coming, right? But, you know, they've had a 27.5% drop in net sales year over year, with their hardware sales being down 30% and software down 33.9%. And I think a lot of that is that both on, you know, PlayStation, on Xbox, and on Switch, right? Like, the prevalence of games being digital download only has freed up a lot of shelf space for people, though I still kind of like that physical thing, right? But yeah, it's sad. It's sad.
It's very sad. I mean, yeah.
Not the biggest GameStop fan. I'm just sad that physical media is like starting to phase out finally.
Well, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of minuses to physical media going away. I mean, obviously, you know, just game preservation, the fact that, like, yeah, you could go to, you know, your retro gaming store right now and you could pick up the same games you played as, you know, well, at least I played as a kid. Actual same physical games, like, there's nothing changed about them because they were completely offline. All the code is like written onto hardware, and, you know, that is not how games have been for years.
And I've thought about that, like, I'm going at this point, it's pretty extreme retro, but like, I thought about getting a Super Nintendo, right? Like, that was very much a golden era of gaming, with Super Nintendo, specifically Super Metroid for me. And going back and playing some of those old classic platformers and stuff like that. And it's like what's going to happen 5 years from now, right? When there's not hardly any physical media. What do you just get a console and you play old games that you downloaded? Like, that's just weird, right? Like, there's something, I like that little bit of tangibleness to some of that stuff.
There is that, but I mean, you're also, so I don't know. So that is, it brings into like game preservation, which is it's a big thing that we've talked about previously, and there's whole movements behind it, right? But
we're all fairly nostalgic individuals for some of this stuff.
Yeah, but you know, when it comes down to it, is you know, GameStop itself, while it's kind of in my head, it was a destination, kind of like Toys R Us. You know, Toys R Us was a destination when you were a kid. You wanted to go to Toys R Us just because, like, it was the place to go that was specific to your interest, right? And GameStop still, like, I have memories of going to GameStop and picking up like obscure pieces of hardware for games. I remember going to GameStop for PC games when PC games came in boxes.
Yeah. I still have Fallout 1 and 2 original discs. I don't have boxes anymore, but I have original discs. The way I discovered it, and I don't think people know this, but old people on the show, John from Picking Up the Pixels and Trent, who hasn't been on the show in many seasons, but still helps us on the back end, used to work for a web design company, and I bought two physical copies, one of Fallout 1 and Fallout 2, that came in a two-pack at Walmart in a physical box. And I installed it on all of the machines, and when we didn't have anything to do, we just played Fallout because the business was really inconsistent. But that's what I used to do. We played Fallout on CD-ROM on the web design machines. In the nearly 2 to 3 hours of dead time we had every day after building websites. So, like,
yeah, that was the thing that you could do, you know, back then, you know, and you could go someplace and pick something up. Like, I still remember, like, for the PlayStation 2, I think it was PlayStation 2. There was a floppy drive to memory card conversion thing that was super niche. Like, it takes normal computer floppy disks, like the ones you get from AOL at the time, and turns them into memory cards for your PlayStation, which was super unique, super niche. I picked it up at GameStop. Like, that was, you know, it was the place that if I was going to the mall, I was going to go buy GameStop at some point, right? I may not buy anything there and certainly not trade things in there, but the fact that that was a possibility and it was a good place to get bargain bin games. Like, you know, sometimes those trade-ins were, you know, like the used games.
Yeah.
Sometimes they were pretty beat up. You always check the disc before you left, right? But gaming on the cheap is something that we've all talked about here on the show. And that was always an option. Like, that was a place for you to go to pick up a game that, you know, maybe you didn't want to spend the full price on. You know, it's sad to see, you know, sad to see things like that go, you know, that type of history. It's another one of those signs of the times, I guess. As things go more and more digital, they just simply don't have anything to sell at a GameStop. Last time I heard anything about GameStop outside of like the pumping of its stock prices was the fact that they were trying to convert some GameStops into like tabletop RPG, you know, where you can go play Warhammer or Magic the Gathering or something like that, and try to make it a gaming destination for all kinds of games, not just, you know, play, you know, video games, which didn't seem to take off very well. So it's, I don't know, man. And it's one of those industries, like, you can't really like pivot. The way that games are made is different. And if you just can't pivot. There's nothing to pivot to, you know? So, I don't know, man. What are we looking at as far as, like, you know, games of the future.
The thing is, the industry is going to continue to push it to digital, and even more so than that, they're going to continue to push it towards subscription-based gaming and not, buy it, you own it.
Oh, kind of like, subscribe to this, like Game Pass, like access to the games and not necessarily own the games.
I'm actually almost at a point where I'm about to cancel Game Pass just because of the price and what I'm getting out of it right now.
I'm not getting much out of it myself, and I noticed that just the other day. It's like
the new releases have been lacking.
I'm probably going to give it a little bit more time. I need to see if there's anything that's going to be coming down the pipe.
Want to see if there's a shadow drop for the thing.
Yeah, there's a couple promising things coming down the pipe. They're just rumors at the moment
that we're vaguely talking about. If you're curious, you'll know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. But outside of that, there's only a couple things. Like, the most recent game that was added to Game Pass was Final Fantasy, like the Pixel Remaster, the very first Final Fantasy game.
Yeah, if I really want to play that, I have the money to pick that up.
I get that, but there's many more Pixel Remasters, and if this is just, they're dipping their toes into it and seeing how well that takes off, there's a couple Final Fantasy games I will 110% play the Pixel Remasters of, just because...
Final Fantasy. We know you like Final Fantasy.
I love those games. I love me a good turn-based RPG. So, yeah, but what do you,
Well, Tactics is on Steam right now.
Tactics is a whole other thing.
It's beautiful. It is grindy as hell.
It's great. It's not what I want to play right now as far as Final Fantasy is concerned.
It's fair.
But that's me. What's your guys' thoughts? GameStop, shuttering their stores. You guys have fond memories of going to GameStop, spending your nights out there with a bunch of other like-minded nerds getting that day one release. Leave us a comment.
Yeah. Find full episodes of the show and record those at tiltcast.com, iTunes, and Spotify, as well as YouTube. .com/TiltCastShorts with a Z, as well as the shorts. Come back on Thursday. We'll get you guys some more news. See y'all.
Peace.